This is Kay Erickson with Yellowstone Public Radio News. The century-old St. Mary Canal has been a lifeline for communities along Montana's High Line. After a portion of it collapsed last month, agencies are scrambling to replace two key structures. The race is on to get water flowing again to the tribes, municipalities, and irrigators that depend on it. Crews started work Monday on Drop 5, the concrete structure that collapsed on May 17th, to determine the stability of the foundation under all the debris. Jennifer Patrick is the project manager for the Milk River Joint Board of Control, the group overseeing the construction.
There's a lot of material that's not there or has moved. Once you get in there, you get the structure, the hydraulics, everything worked out from what you have now. There's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of unknowns on manpower, hauling. Where are you bringing material from? Everything like that.
She says construction will begin on Drop 2, another at-rest structure, later this week. The price tag for both Drop 5 and Drop 2 is between $5 and $8 million. Still to be determined is how the cost share will be divided between the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, which owns the property and the system, and the water users, who usually foot most of the bill for maintenance and operation. If the Commissioner of Reclamation designates this a Public Law 11111 Qualified Emergency Extraordinary Maintenance, the federal share and the user share climb closer to 50-50, and the locals can tap into bonding, grants, and loans from the state. Patrick says the goal is to have the construction completed and water flowing again in time to replenish reservoirs and other stored systems for next year. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kay Erickson.